Praise the Lord to the Father who's purposed.
Amen.
To the Son who all has done.
Amen.
Praise to the Spirit that transmits.
Amen.
The entire triune God into our being.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I was very inspired by Brother Atsuo's fellowship last week. I hope we all have signed up and registered for the winter training. But if not, I want to just share a little bit more this morning on the importance and the need for us to be trained. In the beginning of the church life in Acts chapter 2, I think we're mostly familiar with these verses. It says in Acts 2:42, they continued steadfastly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles. In other words, they continued in the training of the apostles. And the following verses tell us what the issue of that training was. I won't read all of them, but starting in verse 46, it says, day by day, continuing steadfastly with one accord in the temple, they partook of their food with exultation and simplicity of heart. So this verse shows us that the one accord was the issue of the training.
Amen.
The one accord is the direct issue of our training in the Word of God.
Amen.
And then verse 47 says they were praising God and having grace with all the people. And then what happened? The Lord added together day by day those who were being saved. So not only was the one accord the issue of their training, but also the increase of Christ in Jerusalem was the issue.
Amen.
So we can see from the very beginning of the church life how important it is to be trained. Then the verses that Atsuo mentioned last week in Ephesians chapter 4 also show us how critical this is. Here in verse 8, it says that Christ ascended to the height and he led captive those taken captive and gave gifts to men. What does this mean? That means that when Christ ascended, he did not ascend by himself. He did not ascend alone. He ascended with captives who had been captive of the devil. That's all of us.
Amen.
When Christ ascended, he ascended with us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We were the captives of the devil.
Amen.
But he took captive captivity.
Amen.
That means he took us captive.
Amen.
He captured us away from the devil.
Amen.
And he took us to the height.
Amen.
That means he ascended with us.
Amen.
And then what did he do? He gave gifts to men. That means that some of us that he ascended with were given back to the church as gifts. The men here represent the church. So he gave gifts. That means he gave gifted persons of those captives. He gave those gifted persons to the church. And then it says in verse 11, referring back to those gifts, it says he himself gave some as apostles. He gave some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as shepherds and teachers. So of those that he captured, he gave some of those as gifts back to the church.
Amen.
He gave some apostles, he gave some prophets, he gave some evangelists, and he gave some shepherds and teachers. What for? Why did he give them to the church? It says, for the perfecting of the saints.
Amen.
That means for the training of the saints.
Amen.
He gave these gifted ones back to the church that they could train the saints.
Amen.
So this shows how critical it is in God's economy for us to receive the training from these gifts.
Amen.
This is critical. He went to all the trouble to go to the cross to captivate those who had been captives of the devil and to bring them up to the height and to give some of them back to the church as gifts.
Amen.
For the perfecting of the rest of us.
Amen.
That we all could be trained by these gifted ones And the issue of this training is what? The perfecting of the saints unto the work of the ministry.
Amen.
That we all could partake of the ministry to one another. Because the ministry issues in something. Unto the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
When we're trained by the gifted ones, we can participate in this divine ministry.
Amen.
And this ministry issues in the building up of the body.
Amen.
And this is critical because God's whole economy is to produce a built up body.
Amen.
In Ephesians 5, I think we're familiar with these verses. It says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word." So, in the church life, we enjoy the ministry of the word. This ministry cleanses us by the washing of the water that's in the word.
Amen.
For what purpose? That he might present the church to himself glorious.
Amen.
This refers back to Genesis chapter 2, where Eve was produced by the bone of Adam.
Amen.
The rib of Adam. And after Eve was built up, she was presented back to Adam. This typifies the church being produced by the eternal life of Christ.
Amen.
And being built up and then presented back to Christ as his bride.
Amen.
This is all the issue of the training.
Amen.
This is all the issue of the training of the gifted ones. And then furthermore, in verse 31, in verse 29, it says, "No one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ also the church." So here we can see that not only is the bride produced, not only is the body built up by the nourishment of Christ, but this body issues in the bride, which is presented back to him at his coming. Why has not Christ returned yet? Why is he still delaying? Because where is the bride?
Right.
He's coming back for a bride.
Amen.
Where's the bride to be presented to him?
Amen.
The bride is produced by the training of the gifted ones.
Amen.
And they're not enough trained yet to become the mature bride to be presented back to him.
Amen.
So we all need to give ourselves for the training.
Amen.
And the bride issues also in something. In Revelation chapter 19, it says in verse 7, "Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him,
Amen.
For the marriage of the Lamb has come,
Amen.
And his wife has made herself ready."
Amen.
So here it shows us that the wife needs to be prepared, but it's not by the ministry of Christ alone by himself. The wife has to make herself ready.
Right.
If you know, in any wedding, there's always a big delay. And that delay is because the bride has not made herself ready. No offense to the sisters. But that's just what happens. And that's what has happened to Christ. He's waiting for his wedding.
Amen.
And what's the delay? The delay is the bride.
Amen.
The bride has not made herself ready. And she's made ready by the training of the gifted brothers.
Amen.
Then following that, it says, "I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sits on it called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war." So this is a vision of the victorious fighting Christ.
Amen.
And in verse 14, it says, "And the armies which are in heaven followed him on white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean." This is the same garments that the bride is dressed in. That means the bride becomes an army. And the army goes with the Lord to fight against Antichrist.
Amen.
The Lord is not able to fight against the Antichrist yet because he doesn't have an army.
Amen.
Why doesn't he have an army? Because he doesn't have a bride. Why doesn't he have a bride? Because we've not given ourselves to be trained, to be matured in life, and to be built up as his body and his bride.
Amen.
So may we all take this seriously to the Lord. I believe next Lord's Day is the last day to register without a penalty. So we can register during the break today. We can register after the prophesying today. But let's give ourselves to register for the winter training.
Amen.
Ideally, go down to Anaheim.
Amen.
If that's not possible, register for the video training here in Bellevue. And the dates are on the registration form. So go to the book room today and register. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We can be built up as his body.
Amen.
We can be prepared as his bride.
Yes,
and we can be formed into his army to fight against Antichrist.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.